Governor Evers met with Foxconn Chairman Terry Goh in Milwaukee yesterday. It's the first time the two have met face-to-face. The meeting comes after Evers recently called the company's promise of creating 13,000 jobs in the state unrealistic and said Foxconn was seeking changes to its contract. Goh met with President Trump earlier this week and reportedly said that Foxconn remains committed to its investments in Wisconsin. Ricardo Torres is a reporter with the Journal Times in Racine. Ricardo, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, what did we hear from Governor Evers after this meeting from Terry Goh?
So this was a brief meeting at Mitchell International Airport. It lasted about a half hour and at the signature flight terminal, which is where the private jets kind of take off and land. That's where Rob Ferret would go if he had a private jet and he wanted to leave. But
and I don't.
So
yeah.
It happened, unfortunately, right? And so they met there and they got acquainted. Governor Evers called it a good conversation and that this was just the beginning of a relationship. They talked about the transition because Terry Goh is running for president of Taiwan, so he's a bit busy and he is planning to step back from the day-to-day operations of Foxconn. So Evers told us that a lot of their conversation had to do with, you know, what that transition is going to be like. The governor didn't get into specifics about that transition other than to say that things that Goh would normally handle would be handled by other Foxconn colleagues and things. So the governor walked away from the meeting pretty optimistic about the deal. Yeah, like you said, he's been very critical of this deal in the past, and he didn't necessarily walk back his comments, you know, before saying that the 13,000 jobs were unrealistic. But, you know, he kind of is in the camp of he just wants the project to be successful and he wants the taxpayers of Wisconsin to be protected.
Now, Terry Goh also met Racine County officials. Can you tell us who was at that meeting and what came out of that?
So, yeah, so that was at their Opus building in Racine County. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was there. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was there. Village President Dave DeGroot for the Village of Mount Pleasant was there. And so what that conversation was like was just, you know, another half hour period. They said that Goh talk to some of the workers at that building, told them, you know, how appreciative he was of their work. I talked to Jonathan Delagrave yesterday. He said that excuse me, that Goh was very appreciative of, you know, the project so far and working with the state and local officials. And Delagrave assured me that, you know, that he asked Goh about vertical construction on the Gen 6 facility and that is still going to happen this summer. It's still on pace to start being built this summer. And then recently there have been a lot of larger news outlets that have been writing about Foxconn, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg. I believe The New Yorker was down here. And the local officials expressed they wanted Foxconn to be more upfront when it comes to responding to some of these national outlets. And Delagrave said that Foxconn realized that they needed to be more detailed in some of their responses when Bloomberg or Wall Street Journal called them up asking for comment. And so he said that they plan to do more of that in the future.
Right. One reason that some people have expressed skepticism is that Foxconn has changed plans for the type of manufacturing facility it's going to have. There's been talk about changing the kind of jobs that they're going to be creating from more straight up manufacturing to more research, R&D, higher paying, but maybe more specific qualifications for it. Do you see that creating confusion for especially those local officials on the ground trying to figure out what the end result is going to be?
Yeah, I've said really the only people that know what's going to happen for sure with this facility are the people at Foxconn. Local officials just, you know, want the jobs to come here. They want the construction to happen in terms of the, you know, the fine details of whether or not there's going to be X amount of jobs in this department versus X amount of jobs in that department. They're not as concerned, but the change has made people here feel a little bit unease about this project. And people have been kind of skeptical of Foxconn, given its track record in other companies, in other countries, excuse me. And so people have been a little bit nervous about this. I mean, this is kind of something that doesn't really happen so much in Wisconsin. We're not very much big into, you know, building skyscrapers or other big things. You know, we kind of move at a slower pace, but it's our pace that we're comfortable with. And this project has been something that the state has never really seen before in terms of a development. And so people have been a little bit unease about some of the changes, and local officials just want clarity. That was something that Evers told us about his meeting with Go yesterday, is that he just wants to make sure that the state has clarity on what's going on with this project.
Talking to Ricardo Torres, reporter with the Journal Times in Racine, with the latest on the Foxconn project. After the current Foxconn CEO met with President Trump this week, Governor Evers yesterday, and Assembly Leader Robin Voss, and local officials yesterday as well. Ricardo, what do you know about what has been constructed, what is being built, especially in the Mount Pleasant area so far?
So what is being built right now is their Gen 6 facility. They've kind of starting to build the foundation for this huge, I believe it's like 1.3 million square foot facility. That's where they plan to be manufacturing the screen. So right now, what's going on in Mount Pleasant is they're trying to make sure that that area has the proper infrastructure, that they have the water, the sewer, that they have the road capacity. So some of those things are being put in underground as the topsoil is being cleared off and being prepared for this Gen 6 facility. They've already got one building, at least the exterior, built on the property. And so they will be getting taxed by the Village of Mount Pleasant because they have built on the property. So there is going to be some taxes going back to the village as soon as this year. So that's some of the work that's being done. They have an Opus building that's not too far from the grounds where they're kind of testing their manufacturing process to make sure that when the manufacturing campus is up and running, that they are up to date with the most effective ways to build out whatever products they plan to build out.
And Ricardo, anybody who drives, walks, or takes a bus in Wisconsin knows that this is construction season for roads. Is the thought that as things warm up in the spring, the weather gets better, we're going to see that construction maybe kick into high gear?
That's what I think people here are hoping. And so we'll see once the weather gets warmer how much construction gets done, whether or not it will be ramped up or not.
And a big question and a concern for critics of the plan is the state's part of the investment, of the tax credits involved, the other supports. What have you heard from Governor Evers and Assembly Speaker Voss after these meetings, specifically about the state's part of the price tag?
Well, if you talk to Robin Voss, he'll tell you that the deal protects the taxpayer. The state's tax credits, the $2.85 billion in tax credits, Foxconn doesn't get those until they meet certain hiring criteria, certain construction and capital investment criteria. So we saw, for example, they didn't meet the hiring threshold for 2018. So they lost out on $9.5 million in tax credits. And Robin Voss is saying, you know, this is the system working. And the governor is just kind of taking a, trust but verify approach with Foxconn. He hasn't indicated, at least to me, that he plans to undo the deal or anything like that, or not pay out tax credits if Foxconn does meet these goals. He's had the DNR look over some of the permits, and so far he said that, you know, the permits, at least on an environmental level, you know, seem okay for the moment. And so he's just keeping more of a watchful eye over what's going on with this project.
As we wrap up, Ricardo, what are you keeping a watchful eye on as we keep watching for construction there?
Well, for sure, seeing how this project continues to develop, seeing the vertical construction going on, I mean, soon we'll be getting word as to what construction companies will be getting the bids to build on this this facility, and we're looking to see, you know, how many people they end up hiring this year and whether or not, you know, the state will end up paying some of the tax credits. And so that those are some of the most immediate things that come to mind.
We'll leave it there for now, Ricardo. Thanks a lot for getting us up to speed.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
That's Ricardo Torres, reporter for the Journal Times in Racine. He was with us for a look at the latest on the Foxconn project after Governor Tony Evers met with the company's chairman, Terry Goh, yesterday in Milwaukee.